Now, the Rugby World Cup gets underway later today, with fans here eagerly awaiting the All Blacks' clash with South Africa on Saturday night. Fiji and Tonga also kick off their Rugby World Cup campaigns at the weekend with a daunting doubleheader in Sapporo. The Flying Fijians are first up tomorrow afternoon, taking on two-time champions Australia, who they haven't beaten since 1954. Tonga, they're chasing their first win over England. RNZ Pacific's Vinnie Wiley reports from Sapporo.
The Flying Fijians have played what they hope will be a trump card for tomorrow's clash under the roof at the Sapporo Dome, with the explosive Semi Randrandra shifted to the left wing. The former rugby league star had started all six of his previous rugby tests at centre, but has been given a licence to thrill in the same position where he scored 82 tries in 94 appearances during a five-year stint with the Parramatta Eels. Fiji have only won two of their previous 21 encounters against the Wallabies, but coach John McKee says his team is excited by the opportunity to create history.
We know Australia are a very good team and present a big challenge for us. With our preparation, I know that the team is mentally and physically prepared for that challenge.
The Wallabies lineup also has its fair share of Fijian firepower, with second five Samu Karevi, winger Marika Korombete and number 8 Isi Naisirani all named to start for the green and gold. Wallabies fans Stuart and Ian have flown in from Sydney to watch their team take on the Flying Fijians and are confident they will leave the Sapporo Dome with a winner's grin.
I think it's 20-7 it's going to stay like that. We'll win 20-7. I think we'll give them a try on a conversion.
It's going to come down to mistakes. If the Wallabies can minimise their mistakes, I think that's the score that we're looking at, 20-7, 21-22-7. But if the Fijians stay focused and keep on punching through our defence, which can be weak at times, I think they've got a chance to come up, but it'll be slim.
Meanwhile, it's set to be an emotional occasion when Tonga take on England on Sunday night, in the first meeting between the two teams in 12 years. Inspirational number 8 Nasi Manu is set to make his long-awaited return to the Test arena after recovering from testicular cancer. The former Highlanders loose forward missed the entire 2018 season as he underwent treatment, and was a late withdrawal from the Pacific Nations Cup earlier this year after suffering a pectoral injury, but is finally ready to don the red jersey again.
After the PNC, when I was so close to playing, the feeling of being here, you have no idea how proud I am to be here, and yeah, actually quite emotional sitting there in the chair when I received the cap. Really made it sink in that I'm actually at the World Cup.
A moment's silence will also be observed before the start of Sunday's game in memory of the late Tongan Prime Minister Akalisi Pohiva, who was also president of the Tonga Rugby Union. Captain Siali Piatoa says it gives the team added motivation to play well.
You know, off the field, being Prime Minister, obviously there's a lot of things that he was able to change for us as players. Our condolences and our prayers and thoughts are with him and his family at this time, and the mourning that's going through and back home in our country. But you know, we hope that with the performance this week, you know, we hope that we can maybe bring some joy back to our nation, and as players, we're all relishing at the opportunity.
Tonga and England have met three times, and the Ikaletahi are yet to taste victory. But the Kingdom did threaten an upset when the teams last played at the 2007 World Cup. In Sapporo, for Morning Report, Ko Vinnie Wiley, tēnā.